6:04 in the Southland on a Sit Down with Cap Monday edition. Time for what you need to know.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Come on.
I hit it. Thought I hit it. Tulsa.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo.
Take it away, pretty silly.
Where's Babe Laufenberg when you need him?
No, that's Billy Mack.
Yeah. I know.
There's Babe Laufenberg.
Was Babe the guy in Tulsa?
No, he's in Dallas.
Okay, Babe's in Dallas. He's doing commercials for Chevy of Frisco.
That's right.
Chevy of Frisco. Get a Big D truck because we live in Big D. Not that Big D.
Oh, I was going to say.
Not you.
He should endorse them.
Down in Dallas?
Dallas. Big D in Dallas.
Hey, this is Big D and Big D.
Hey, you could get double Big D. Cause you could take, you could add DeMarco to it as well.
You got double Cappy, Big D. Always extra, bro.
You know? Anyway.
You want a couple Big D's? Come on down to Frisco Chevy.
Come on down.
I need to let that one breathe for a second.
By the way, who was it in the group chat today that sent that picture that of Jerry Jones today? Was it you, D?
No, that was Lindsay.
Oh, it was Lindsay?
Oh, his scribble.
Were you scribble-scrabbling on his NFL notepad?
It's literally just like lines of nothing.
I thought for a second he was just doing his signature, which, you know, I've seen people do all the time. But it was legitimately just lines
and
of nonsense.
And he looks so serious. Like, he's really, really writing, like, serious, real notes.
It's pretty hilarious. That was a great job, whoever zoomed in there.
All right,
I like the caption on the tweet.
Oh, careful.
Bruh.
Cappy loves Jerry Jones. We got to be
careful. I do love Jerry Jones.
We got to be very careful.
I do love Jerry. Jerry's always been very good to me.
Yeah.
You know, when you get a Christmas card from a guy every year,
here we go.
You know, it's like you can't help but love him.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it's like Jerry Jones is
now, does
to me.
He actually sign it or is it one of those like stamp signs?
Yeah, whatever it is. He signs whatever. But
Cap's
I mean,
on
come
the
on.
List.
I mean, let's face it, George. I mean, it's like you with Anthony Davis. You know, like always defending him. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of that. Or you with LeBron. You know, it's kind of one of those deals.
The only reason I went at you about Jerry Jones, you said he was bigger than Bob Iger, which I don't know if I believe. But
we're bigger than U.S. Steel.
I don't know if I said he's bigger than Bob Iger. I'm just saying that Bob Iger couldn't go into the room by himself and take things over. Jerry Jones is like, yo, we don't listen to this guy. We own the teams, not him.
I don't know. I think old Bobby Iger could go into any room. I think.
Anyway, go ahead.
All right. Well, first I'm going to do a what you need to know, and then we're going to get to Perk's opinion on the Lakers. By the way, so Billy Joel has adopted a new, more eco-friendly way to commute to work in New York City, the Long Island Railroad. So he used to take the helicopter, he said in a recent interview with Newsday, but he explained that he has changed his mind for safety reasons, also because his neighbors had been filing complaints that he was disrupting the area. And then also he said, you know, it takes him straight into the heart of New York City where he's finishing up the last days of his Madison Square Garden residency. So at first, when someone suggested, like, hey, you should just take the Long Island Railroad, he's like, oh, no, people will
recognize me. The LIRR.
Yeah. He's like, people will recognize me. Nobody has recognized him yet. And can you imagine?
It's like Clint Yates would be recognized for sure. He's in New York now.
That's why
he went on
with
LIRR.
Hat and sunglasses.
Yep.
I mean,
the big CY.
You know?
He said people would sometimes look at him on the railroad and be like, hey, that guy kind of looks like Billy Joel. Nah, couldn't be. But yeah.
Bill Murray allegedly used to do this trick in like big cities like that. Like he's Bill Murray. He's very kind of regular dude, you know? And most people don't believe, to your point, that Bill Murray, a big superstar like that, would be a regular person to walk around the street. And, you know, apparently, like, he would go up to people. Like, he'd go behind a dude and, like, you know, cover his eyes. And then they'd turn around and he would just literally say, they'll never believe you. And then just walk away.
That's a good trick.
But Billy Joel looks so different. Like, if you look at Billy Joel today... And you look at Billy Joel in his heyday.
Oh, right. He has no hair.
He looks so different than he used to look. So I think he could kind of just sort of blend in.
Not in New York, though. He's from there.
No, I get it.
Billy Joel?
Clearly
Billy Joel's not blending in New York.
Well, but apparently he is.
That's like saying Springsteen's just blending in Jersey.
Right.
Oh, by the way, have you seen what he looks like lately? I saw a picture of him in the New York Post. And he looks really different.
He's 70 years old.
The only reason I saw him recently was
the We Are the World documentary.
I'm going to defend him.
No. Flava Flav had a video the other day on Instagram.
Flava Flav!
Where Flava Flav walked in backstage to see Bruce Springsteen, and of course he walks in like, yeah, boy, like, and he sees Springsteen, and Springsteen's like, oh yeah, boy, like, and they start hugging it out, you know. But yeah, Springsteen doesn't look anywhere near the same either.
What does that mean?
Well,
the
they're
same.
Old.
They're old.
You know,
I
what? You don't look like you used to look.
No. Oh, actually, no. Look exactly
no,
the way I used
no,
to look.
No, you don't. Yes, when I you do. Had that man I, bun, you were a handsome
that,
fellow.
That was different. But I'll tell you this right now. I was looking at pictures with my kids the other day from when my kids were babies, and they're like, Dad, you look exactly the same. I'm like, hey.
I mean, they're your children. They kind of have to say
fellow.
Those
what
things
can
for
I tell you.
You.
Springsteen
yeah.
They also want to hit you up for money, I'm
well,
sure,
they
too.
Did that as
they don't hit them up.
Right
they just
after.
Take it. They're like right. Otani's
They're like
interpreter.
Ipe. They're your Ipes. You have four Ipes.
Hey, what happened to that $100? They took it.
Yeah.
Springsteen plays for 3.5 hours.
You have four Ipe Kaplans.
Mm-hmm. That's got to wear on you after 40 years.
Yeah, little Ipes.
Not little Ipes, but 3.5 hour performances every night.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's blending in, apparently.
What?
You guys said he couldn't do it.
I mean, no. I feel like if he just had like a hat and some sunglasses on, he could easily blend in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. All right. That's it. We're done, I guess. We just go to break.
That's it? Really?
I mean, we've kind of used the allotted time.
I want to rip some gutless Dodger fans.
All right. Let's do that on
you
the
are?
Other side. Morales wants to rip gutless Dodger fans, but Cappy's going to tell us about how much he loves Subaru first.
I sure do. Yeah. I sure do. Hey, for everybody that came out to the pickleball tournament that didn't actually become a pickleball tournament, that just turned into a big tailgate party, did you happen to check out the Subaru that was sitting there? I love the new colors of the Subarus. They're amazing. There's all these different variations of blues and greens and silvers and everything. The colors are incredible, but the vehicles are amazing too. And I just want to remind everybody that today is, what's today's date? March 20-something? You have until now. Until April 1st, I don't even know the date, March 25th, until April 1st, because right now there is an amazing deal going on. It is the Subaru A Lot to Love sales event. Okay, remember that, the Subaru A Lot to Love sales event, but it ends on April 1st. So that Solterra that I've been telling you about, which is the first ever Subaru electric SUV, tough on the outside, luxurious, and all the modern technology on the inside, and it's electric. That there are lease specials right now that are going on with the Solterra that I'm not even telling you on the radio. You need to go to your local Subaru retailer and find out for yourself. And then there's that 2024 Subaru Forester. I mentioned the new colors, rugged, versatile, capable, all the advanced Subaru safety, the standard symmetrical all-wheel drive so you can go off-road with confidence, really comfortable for hauling around the kids, the dogs, the whole thing. Check it out right now because this opportunity is legendary, the 2024 Subaru Forester, and that deal is going to end on April 1st. It is A Lot to Love, okay? A Lot to Love sales event happening, and love, it's what makes Subaru a Subaru.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, come on now.
Is it clean?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay.
He checked it.
Because we've had some issues recently.
Really?
Not a little Cap on a Monday afternoon. You know this one, Cappy? On this day in 2017, the number one R&B song?
Yeah.
Bad and Bougie.
Just like you, Cappy. Bad and Bougie.
Migos.
You know, freaking Big D tells me, Cap, you ain't know nothing about no Migos. I told him, I said, man, I saw the Migos. I've done the stir fry with the Migos.
Oh my God.
When the Migos were the Migos. But then the Migos lost one of the Migos. You feel me?
They did. Ray, rest in peace.
R.I.P.
The stir fry. Oh, Anyway.
So you wanted to rib Dodger fans.
Here's the thing. And I said this Friday with Travis asleep, I had a Pizza Hut. And I thought somebody was going to throw a pizza at me.
They By the way, the Pizza Hut pizza was really good Saturday at the pickleball tournament.
So good.
And the Hoffy hot dog, I'm not really that big of a hot dog guy.
Since when?
But I threw the mustard and the relish on it. I couldn't put it down.
Mm.
And, George, did you see that Chris and I did the whole hot dog glizzy thing again?
I did not. I missed that part.
Yeah, and I told him, I go, no, man, you cheated on me. Not doing it.
Cap, can I get to what I want to get to?
No.
Okay.
Because David 100 doesn't want to hear it.
Who's David 100?
What do you mean?
You mean
who's
that
David
scumbag
100?
That I was about to throw out of the community on Friday?
He was he created Terminal H.
Actually, he's the one who started this whole rant because he was basically tweeting at us. Oh, I can't take all the Shohei talk. I'm going to go listen to March Madness. Go ahead.
Okay.
Because what? But again, when we don't talk sports, then we, oh, you guys don't talk enough sports. This is ridiculous. Yet you say you don't listen, but you know everything we say every day. You gutless scumbags.
Wow.
Although I did embrace David 100 on Saturday.
I was just going to say he was the creator of Terminal H.
But you know what was happening?
His lovely wife.
He was so scared that I was going to eject him, and I was going to bring Crypto Ray up to hit the eject button on his own.
The general?
The general. That he was FaceTiming. So I was with Big E puffing in the clouds and Casper Villa in the parking lot in a break. Who's FaceTiming of David 100? Oh, is Morales really going to kick me out? Oh, no.
Sounded like Paul Bearer.
But that brings me back to these gutless Dodger homers. Apologists. Here's the thing. Here's what I don't understand. You want to be a Dodgers fan? That's great. I'm a Dodgers fan. Everybody doesn't believe it because I don't like Dave Roberts. It's okay to be critical of somebody on your team in Los Angeles. Okay? We don't have to love everything. We don't have to think it's all amazing when it clearly isn't.
Tell the Lakers people that.
Exactly. Yeah. See, you do this for that. Here's
wow,
the problem.
George, wow.
Shohei Ohtani has been a Dodger for 30 seconds. Why are all these people on Twitter with us going, you don't know Shohei, man? He's innocent. Because people have never lied to us in the media. Because celebrities have never lied to us. Because athletes, specifically Dodger athletes, and we don't want to get into that too much, have never shown a side that we went, whoa, we didn't know that was there.
But Chris, didn't you watch the press conference?
Right, exactly. He
told,
he said it, man. He's telling the truth. Why? Why is it that we are so ready to defend Shohei Ohtani like he's been a Dodger in Dodger blue for 30 years? He's not Oral Hershiser. He's not Tommy Lasorda. He's not even Clayton Kershaw. No, you know, it takes a lot for me to defend Kershaw. Why are we defending him so? And I know why.
Oh, here we go.
Because
here we go.
These gutless,
so predictable,
sad Dodger fans that know that Dave Roberts at any moment will choke it out again, because that's what he does, are so hopeful that Shohei can save us Dodger fans from that stinking, gutless, nice guy Dave who chokes every year in the playoffs, that maybe, just maybe, Shohei could be the secret that somehow gets us past the disaster that is Dave Roberts. So that's why we have to bend over backwards,
Cappy,
to defend Shohei today. Even though it all, you could tell a child this scenario, and this child would go, that doesn't make a lot of sense that he has no clue what's going on.
Cappy, go defend your guy.
Who, Dave Roberts?
Yeah.
I don't have to defend Dave Roberts.
Nice
guy,
Dave.
I don't know why, Chris, you're directing this harangue at people who are listening, you calling them gutless scumbags, when the guy sitting to your right is doing exactly what you're saying. I mean, I don't quite understand.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about George.
What am I doing?
What is he doing?
You have defended Shohei today. You have poked holes in everything that everybody said. In fact, I even keep bringing up, because I know you're such a company guy, that all of the reporting was done by ESPN, which has led to so much confusion.
And I said that they interviewed Ipe.
Yeah, but Sedano's a sports radio host. It's part of his job to have an opinion. And I would even stretch, possibly a journalist is George Sedano.
Oh, really? George, do you go by journalist?
I would say,
you know, on occasion on a sideline.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's different. I mean, where you sit today, no journalism. Sensationalism, no journalism.
No, no. I wouldn't say never journalism in this seat. I would say plenty, you know, a number of times. You know, with you know, on this show, it's more, you know, we're the rodeo clown, we're riding the bull, you know, all that stuff. But, you know, occasionally.
Real bull, electric bull?
No, real bull.
Oh, wow.
Got to stay on for 8 seconds.
El very Toro. Dangerous. Yeah. Very, very dangerous, you know. Listen, I agree, though, Christopher. I think that the thing that died, and I said this on Thursday when we got to Islands. There's two kinds of people right now. There are Dodger fans.
Hold on. Somebody just tweeted me. Why am I not this critical of Darvin Ham? Darvin Ham is under investigation from the FBI. Do you people not understand what's going on? What money was wired from Shohei Ohtani's account to an illegal gambling circuit? That's why the FBI is involved. The FBI, all jokes aside, isn't knocking on Dave Roberts' door for being a bad manager. They're not knocking on Darvin Ham's door for keeping his hands in his pocket on the sideline. Okay? There is some other layer to this.
There should be an investigation about that.
Maybe. There's another layer to this. That's why we're talking about it. That's why it's a big story.
And part of the story is that this apparent illegal bookmaker in Orange County had been, and this is, I'm putting this in quotes, bragging.
That Ohtani was one of his clients.
That Ohtani's one of his clients. Because here's the thing. We keep kind of going in circles.
But we're
going
to believe,
this.
Okay, but that's the person we're going to believe?
But why do we believe Shohei Ohtani?
But
why?
My point is, again, but we're going to believe the bookmaker?
No, but George, listen, do you believe the interpreter?
Do I believe the interpreter?
Yeah, the interpreter's story first was Ohtani helped me because he's my bro and I was in trouble and I needed his help. So Ohtani and I sat there and we went into his accounts and he helped me pay these debts. Do you believe him?
Probably not, considering that we've known that he's now a liar about a lot of other things.
Right, so you start poking holes into his story because he didn't go to UC Riverside according to UC Riverside. He didn't work for the Red Sox according to the Red Sox.
He didn't work for the Yankees either.
Right, I didn't see that part of the story. You've said that, so I'll roll with that as well. Okay, so you start poking holes in who he is. Then, precisely to your point, why would anybody believe a bookie? You're running an illegal bookmaking operation. Why would anybody believe you?
Because he's under investigation and they offered him some type of deal.
Well, no, but he was bragging about that well before the investigation.
So here's the point. You don't believe the interpreter because the interpreter's story had five different variations. You don't believe the bookie because the bookie's a bad guy because he's running an illegal bookmaking operation. So the one guy, Chris, to your point, that you don't even understand it. What has Ohtani done for the Dodgers that you would always just be on his side?
Well, no, this is not about his side. This is about, it's America, Jack.
No, that's your side.
Okay.
I'm talking about the people on Twitter that are saying, oh, no. Ohtani's he's a small kind of guy, man. Small, down low kind of guy. We don't know who he is.
My position on all of this has been very consistent.
He leads a quiet life.
The feds are involved. The feds, they don't take L's, man. So we're going to find out one way or another. And until they determine, then I'll go with what they say.
Okay, but let me ask you this question. If you had to right now put your money on...
No, I'm not going to gamble on the gambling story.
Who's being honest? The interpreter... The bookie or Ohtani? Who's the honest person of the three of them?
I would probably trust Ohtani out of those three.
That's the point right there.
Well, because I'm going to trust the bookmaker or the guy who's been a notorious liar?
By the way, the bookmaker has been under investigation since 2018, so a deal is very likely to be in the cards. Just saying.
Don't you see what Chris is saying?
Wait, now you're saying he's watched way too many documentaries.
What do you mean? He's been under investigation since 2018.
You don't think the bookie's going to flip?
No. He's been under investigation since 2018. Doesn't mean he's been that. Okay, there's a difference between being under investigation, like that they are looking into what you're doing, and actually having to deal with the federal government. There's a difference there. You see what I'm saying?
Right, but I'm sure he knew at some point that they were investigating him.
No, he might have known is that they were going to eventually be hot on his trail. I don't know, but I'm just saying like.
Saying it's not out of the question to think that he could be giving them information because he's going to get a lighter deal. I mean, he was booked on the thing with, allegedly,
according to the story, he was telling people Ohtani was his client so he can get bigger fish to bet with him.
Well, I'm just saying that he was.
What does that have to do with the feds?
He was part of the bust with Yasiel Puig back in like December of last year. So I'm just saying.
But that was just 4 months ago.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that obviously they knew for a while. They used that guy to get to Yasiel Puig.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're making big leaps here on stuff that we are. Again, recklessly speculating about.
But go back to what Chris is getting at, which is Dodger fans don't want to hear it.
Get why Dodger fans don't want to hear it.
Because
it's fan, short for fanatic.
Wait a second. What? Fan is short for fanatic? I've not heard that before. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, you learn something new every day.
I didn't know that. But the thing is that Shohei Ohtani to the Dodgers, Chris, represents hope. He does not represent accomplishment. Yet, he was very accomplished with the Angels, which is what got him the $700 million contract with the Dodgers. But he hasn't done anything to ingratiate himself to the Dodgers yet sign.
But again, this same person about Darvin Ham in the community, nothing to do with Ohtani, talking about your ongoing hate with Dave Roberts, so critical of him but not Ham. Are you a moron? Darvin Ham has never had the best team in basketball by a record, winning division and conference titles, and then getting swept in the playoffs. That is what Dave Roberts does. Do you get it? There's a huge difference. It's not that hard to figure out. Stop being a homer. It's okay to be critical of your team.
Hey, you need to back off my guy, Dave Roberts. Now I'm going to come to his defense.
There you go.
You need to leave Dave Roberts
alone.
No, it's
just, it's really hilarious, guys. It's okay to say, Darvin Ham's not great. LeBron's not great anymore. Okay, Otani could be a criminal. He could be. We don't know. Because the FBI ain't knocking on everybody's door, Jack. And Dave Roberts is a bad manager.
Oh, he's not
a
bad manager.
It's okay to say it.
He's okay. He's good.
That was a masterclass.
That was a good job.
On East Coast type sports radio. I could go out there with Sid Rosenberg right now.
You could probably do that, but then you'd have to be doing interviews with President Trump and, you know, then turning right to talk about Mets baseball. You'd have to go back and forth between the two.
Did you guys know that that bookie was also the guy that Maverick Carter was betting with? I didn't know that until just now.
There you go. So are you alleging someone else was involved then?
Actually, it's hold on. This is the.
I don't think that those.
This is the
I don't
Washington
think those
Post.
Things those two are tied. I
oh,
did
no,
not know
the Washington.
That
Post
would be
says
news
that.
To me.
What now?
And we should be very careful if that's
I'm
not.
I'm just saying that the Washington Post said the Post reported last year that Maverick Carter, LeBron James's longtime business manager, also admitted to placing bets on the NBA with the same illegal operation. Carter was not a target of the probe and was not charged.
I remember that story, but it went away pretty quickly.
Well, I remember the story. I just didn't remember if it was linked to this particular story.
And again, I don't think the FBI was knocking on his door.
No.
Yeah. JR at Costa Official 24.
Oh, not this guy. I know this guy. Here we go.
It's not about you.
Oh, okay. No, he loves.
That's fine.
He loves. He loves to wave that blue and yellow flag, man.
He says, "I listen every day. And I will say that at Sedano does lean more towards Laker hate versus the Dodgers and Rams."
Well, that is true. You're right, sir.
"Dodger fans act the same way, my man, but you poke the Laker nation far more. I'm a fan of all three." Listen, I keep it real. Okay?
Do you?
I do.
You sure?
100.
100?
Like David.
Like 100?
Yep.
You mean like even with like the little 100 with the red with the emoji thing? 100?
Yep.
It's not 100.
What is it?
100.
No, dog, listen to me.
By the way, this JR, this guy, again, good call, Scott Kaplan. Honey. Chris is so scared of Sedano? Ha ha. At what point did you say that?
Well, I said that, you know, you're talking about all these people that are defending Ohtani, and I'm saying that George is very much defending Ohtani.
He's not a listener.
Oh, George, you didn't listen to a word
Chris
said?
He's paid to make opinions.
Oh.
Just like all of us. I mean, that sometimes gets missed on some of the other shows we have here, having strong opinions, but, you know, they're doing the best they can.
Mm. Oh, wow.
They got factor cap.
Have a take. Don't suck.
By the way, Lakers talk coming up at 7.
Phenomenal.
Oh, I want to talk to Slee.
Phenomenal.
In the interim, Cappy, big deal or no deal?
Plus, we got to get to Lindsay's parking ticket.
Oh my God. That should be the dealer's choice, actually. So we'll do that. Cappy, you down to do that for Dealer's Choice?
I could maybe do that for Dealer's Choice. You know, I had a movie review ready for Dealer's Choice.
Yeah, you can save it for the next time we're on in like six weeks.
Like 2 weeks from now.
I could just do my parking ticket as Big Deal or No Deal, and you could keep your movie review.
Oh, there you go. We could do that. There you go. Is it a big deal or no deal? We can have
Lindsay,
the audience weigh in.
You need to lay this out for the court of public opinion, just like the Ohtani case.
Right, exactly. Okay. That's exactly what we need to do. That's coming up next.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
6:35 Monday afternoon. Shit out of with Cappy.
Making things happen, Cappy.
It is time. It is time for Big Deal or No Deal. Take it away, please, Lizzie.
Making moves, sucker.
Thanks, Christopher. All right, so here's the story with Parking Gate. By the way, Cap just responded to my text in the group chat about Bruce Springsteen because the New York Post said he looks like Tilda Swinton.
Who's that?
She kind of looks like Ellen DeGeneres almost.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, on the bottom it is.
Oh, on the bottom, yeah. But Tilda Swinton is another like blonde-haired, like cropped blonde hair actress who has got a very light-skinned face.
I don't know. But I will tell you this, Springsteen's in good shape, man.
He is? Give him that?
He looks good, man.
Okay, so here's the situation with the parking garage, right?
Parking garage here. Yes.
At LA Live, we park in the whatever garage. And there's, right by where you get on the elevator to go up to the lobby here, mm-hmm. there's a number of spaces that are marked off for Herbalife, which is one of the other companies that has their businesses here.
Right. They own basically the top floor. I believe they were the first, Christopher?
Yes.
They were the first client here, basically. So yeah, they're a huge company, Herbalife, obviously.
All the people who work there, when I'm in the elevator with them, they're all very friendly and polite.
Yeah.
Oh, they're yeah, nice except people. For this guy.
Yeah. Well, no, not the guy you dealt with.
He doesn't work for Herbalife.
Oh, no, he does. He does work for Herbalife, he said.
Oh.
So that's what he told me because
so
I thought
were,
it was
okay,
a security
so,
guy.
So you were, okay, so what happened? You were parking in the wrong spot.
Well, no, I mean, I parked in one of these first two spots. There's four front spots that say Herbalife. They have like the Herbalife placard. I've been parking in one of those spots since the day that our parking garage got moved from that one to this one.
But wait, even though it says Herbalife, this parking is
right,
for Herbalife
employees.
Right, you
parked employees.
In the wrong spot. Anyway.
Right.
Well, I mean, everybody parks there.
Mark no, Cates not everybody.
I don't
either.
Okay. It says Herbalife. I don't park there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've been parking in the same spot for, I don't know, 3-4 years now.
Uh-huh.
I will not name the other people that park there because I
Mark
don't want to throw anyone
Mark
under
Cates
the bus.
Mark Cates was someone, he got told the same thing, not
right.
to park there.
Right, I know Michael's been an ongoing thing with him.
Well, Michael parks like literally like in spaces everywhere.
He also has
to.
A handicap placard, I believe.
Yeah, he does.
Well, yeah, the Queen has one of those handicap placards too.
Yeah.
I've never parked, you know, like, I've only parked in these spaces, like the whole time.
In the Herbalife ones that right. you're not supposed to park in.
Okay, but again...
It does have their signage.
It does. But again, like people used to park in the ESPN spaces all the time when we had them.
When we saw that,
yeah, we
got them flagged.
Yeah.
We had four, and they have about...
We had six, and we used to get paid, and we paid a lot of money
for those. You pay for those spots.
Yeah. Okay, again...
A lot of money.
Again...
And by the way, you can only not park there between, what, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m.
Right.
or something like that, yes. anytime before or after
so
that.
So I think what's getting Lindsay flagged is that we're on the air till 7.
Right.
And then when they have play-by-play or big events, those spots are supposed to get turned over... For people to...
People that are parking at the events across the street.
And they're right. watching Lindsay's car knowing, wait a minute.
No. It's
wait
just
a minute.
This one
She's
guy.
She's also not Herbalife.
Again. So this is what happened. I've been parking there for like 4 years, right?
Right, since the pandemic,
I've
basically.
I've never once been even gotten so much as like an email or a notice. No one's ever said anything to me. So like 2 weeks ago,
There's
this guy...
There's a new sheriff in town.
This guy comes up to me and
he
goes...
Reddy Hammond.
As soon as I got off the elevator, he's right there, like right in my face. And he goes, excuse me, did you just park in that Herbalife spot? And I said, yes. And he said, do you work at Herbalife? And I said, yes. And he said, okay. And he like looked all confused. And I went to walk into...
You lied to him.
First
you're stealing parking and now you're lying.
I am. So
that's something Cappy would do.
So it's not that big of a deal. So again, there's like 50 Herbalife parking spaces.
They own
pay for
them.
Those.
Yes.
Right. And they're never full.
But they pay for them.
They pay for them.
But again, nobody ever parks in that.
I don't know
it's
about...
It's never been
all,
an issue.
I mean, there are plenty of them that are full, though, on especially in the middle of the day.
But what are we getting at, Wins?
You're upset because you got called out for parking
in
the wrong
spot. I'm not upset. I mean, he could call me out all he wants. I just think that it's funny that he's so... adamant because he's like I was like I park in that spot every day, why am I just now getting like why is this just now a thing, I just don't understand. And he goes, well, I just started here a month ago and I was told by Herbalife, I watched the security cameras and I was told anybody who parks in those spaces who isn't an employee, they need to go, they need to move the car.
That could be true.
That is probably true. And what I would say is prior to the pandemic, I remember cars getting towed.
Yeah, they got towed.
You know, in those spots, if they weren't in the
way back when.
And by the way, not just the Herbalife ones. There's a number of different companies, right?
The guy is doing his job.
Okay, but again,
he is doing his job.
He's literally sitting there, like looking at security cameras.
That's his job.
Well, is that his job?
There's got to be something else he's doing. There's no chance that his whole sole job.
So let me just understand this.
Is
I just want to make sure I'm getting
no,
this.
Go ahead, Cappy.
I just want to make sure I'm getting this. So you are A, parking in a spot that says reserved for Herbalife.
Right.
And then B, you're upset that this guy is doing
his
job.
I'm not upset. I think it's funny that he's like so adamant about it to the point where he wrote a fake, like a citation that it says like parking citation, which...
You mean like he wrote it on a plain piece of paper?
No,
like
no, it's a parking ticket.
It looks like a parking ticket,
right,
but
it's for
it's
the
not, build,
it's for the structure.
It just it looks like something someone.
So you're
out on
you're, the you're annoyed, right?
No, I'm not even annoyed. I think it's hilarious that this guy is like
so.
You're
comedically pleased.
I think
it's funny when he tows your car.
Well,
yeah.
He again. I think like a verbal like, oh hey, you know you're not supposed to.
But
park
didn't
there.
He do that last week?
No,
when
no,
he
no,
said,
no, no. He said, "Excuse me," and he followed me onto the. You asked Alex. Get Alex from security up here. He goes, "Man, what's that guy's problem?"
But listen, by the way,
he was harassing me. He followed
me. He's not harassing
me. He followed me into the elevator and started screaming at me.
You should start to sue Herbalife. Their employee is harassing you.
I said, even Alex said, I don't like, never mind. I'm not going to throw him under the bus.
You were about to, actually.
He witnessed it. Alex witnessed it. And he even said, like, what's that guy's problem? And I said, I mean, what the hell? Like, who acts like
so,
that?
So
you've been parking in the wrong spot for 4 years and
and no
you finally got called to the carpet on it and you're not happy about it.
This guy's a little overzealous. That's all. Like, it's not, I mean,
he's
I can understand if it was the only spot open in the entire parking garage and I was taking it, but there was literally...
But there's probably someone. But there's probably someone specific who likes to park close to the elevator there. Who's probably
they could have parked one of the other six spaces.
Who's probably a higher up.
It wasn't even the first space. It was like four.
But Lindsay, you're making excuses to why.
Gosh, this is the weirdest argument that you're stealing their parking space that they pay for.
Right.
And then you're arguing with a guy whose job it is to make sure that people who only work there. Get those parties. Why
big deal, by the
this?
Way. Big deal.
I just think it's
not no deal.
I just think that guy's a little overzealous for like threatening to.
He clearly also thought it was a big deal.
I have a question
deal.
For you. Then why don't you take matters into your own hands and do what you're capable of doing? Crossbow him. I mean, take him down.
Now that would actually be illegal, and I don't think that you know.
For instance, when we walk.
So now you have to park. I saw where your car is. It's literally like
the next space over.
Right,
and that's my point. It's literally the next space over from the one that I was parked in.
But that space is not marked for them. The one you're actually in.
I just don't.
And it's only one space over. So to your point, what's the big deal?
Because the point is the first six spaces are open, and if I park in the fifth one. Because it says Herbalife on it, it's a big deal. Like, well, who
cares?
That's
what they pay for.
That's what they pay for.
Okay.
Jeez, this is a very, very strange moment in time.
Why is it so strange? What is so strange about that?
I think it's very strange.
Right? I think it's overzealous.
I'm going to explain this to you.
The guy's doing his job.
Right.
Okay, but I don't think it's his job to scream at me over it in the elevator and follow me onto the elevator and stick his finger in my face and scream.
He did not stick his finger in your face.
Oh, no, he did. He did
not. Of stuff.
He did not. He stuck his finger in your beak?
You're right. I'm lying.
Did he stick his finger in your beak?
I'm lying.
Wait, you didn't mention that part of it. Maybe this is harassment.
I'm lying.
Did he physically touch
Gabby,
you?
I don't think you're the person who could talk about harassment, okay?
What do you mean?
You know, I'm just
Why
saying.
Is that?
I'm just
Why
saying.
Can't I talk about harassment?
I just don't think that, you know.
What? No, I don't know. Explain it.
You could just call me, what's the guy's name again? I forget his name. Otani's interpreter. Everything's a big lie. It's all a lie. I made it all up.
No, it's not a lie. We're just saying that you're kind of in
okay,
the,
we can agree to disagree that I just think it's ridiculous that he's so overzealous. I'm not saying, like, I'm not supposed to park there. I know that, but he could have been like, hey, maybe you shouldn't park there next time. Like, he doesn't need to scream at me the first, literally greet me when I get off the elevator to start screaming at me over something so silly. Just saying.
I just say take matters into your own hands. That's what I say. I say he doesn't understand what you're capable of.
He definitely doesn't.
He doesn't understand about that dude in the lunchroom.
He definitely doesn't.
You know, if he did, he might back off.
He might.
He put his finger in your face?
He might, Cap.
DeAndre.
What's happening?
You need to walk Lindsay to her car.
I can't tonight because I got Lakers talk with
Sleeve. Oh, man. Because she needs some security.
Oh, I don't need security. Oh. I don't need security at all. I'm good. Like, you know, I'm just saying.
All right, big deal.
I'll be on your side, Lindsay, since you're upset with me.
No, I'm not upset with you. I don't care what you think about it. I'm just saying that's how I feel, and I think it's ridiculous that the guy needs to act like he's one of those ushers at the baseball game. Are you guys the guys that, like, defend people when they go sit in the section, and it's like, you didn't pay for those seats.
Well, you're not allowed to sit there, even though
the entire section is empty. That's exactly what you're saying.
I also don't like that either. If I go to my seats that I paid for and somebody's sitting there, you got to go.
Okay, that's different.
Well, why should I have to move if I paid for the tickets?
Once again, nobody's asking anybody else to move. There's not like there's 50 open spaces. Mark Cates took a picture of his car with literally no other open space in sight. And it's like, what's the big deal?
And Mark Cates is wrong, too.
What's the big deal?
Yeah, Mark Cates is wrong.
All right, well, you guys can be the ones who kick the people out and go to be the ushers and say,
I'm not. I just don't park in the Herbalife spots.
Those people didn't pay for those seats. You can't sit there.
And your seats are 1 and 2. And somebody's sitting in them.
Nobody's trying to park in that space.
How do we know that?
Because there's 50 open spaces around
it. But obviously somebody complained to him. That's why he's doing it as a job.
No, he said that he's new and that he's just doing...
But I thought you said before, last week, he said Herbalife wants him to watch these things.
He said, I work for Herbalife and I sit up and watch the cameras and I tell people when they're not supposed to park there. Okay.
But here's the thing. All these companies, they have a record of whose license plates when you first get hired. So maybe his job is going through and seeing if this license plate works for us.
Right.
And if that's the case, that's his job.
Okay.
So Herbalife's asking him to do that.
Fair point. Just like the usher who checks your ticket in the empty section and says you're not allowed to sit there even though it's the seventh inning and the entire section's empty. Just saying.
But
it's the same argument.
I guess you pay for tickets for a reason.
Okay, but are you really going to get mad at the people who want to sit in the closer seats because no one else is sitting
in them? Me as a patron, that's not my job to get mad. Okay. But if his job is to watch people sitting in the wrong section, that's his job.
I'm not mad. I just think it's silly.
For instance, with Alex, you mentioned Alex is a security guard. When we walk in, Alex knows me quite well, but we have to hold up our badge.
That's different. That's apples to oranges.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Somebody upstairs is watching him. To make sure he's doing his job.
That's a security thing.
This is a security thing. Your car isn't part of the company.
My spot parking one space over when there's 50 empty spaces that big
but
of a deal?
But this is a security issue.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Do you realize what?
I don't think so.
Do you realize how much in rent we pay at these companies to be in this building?
So you're telling me that it's less rent to park 3 feet over? Okay.
No,
well then
rent is security.
Okay.
So Herbalife, we pay for the security through our rent.
Okay.
So Herbalife is saying, hey, maybe there's an executive, to George's point, that wants to park in that spot. For whatever reason, it may sound silly to you, and he says, who's this car that parks in this spot every day?
Whose sled is this?
Right. And they go and check and see, oh, is it an employee? No, we don't have her in the database.
Well, then you know what I would say? I would say, hey, guy, I know you really, really want this sixth spot up, but the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth are all open for you.
But
you
Lindsay,
can pick
do you know
any
how much
of those
spaces are?
What is the difference?
A huge difference. He's paying for it.
Okay.
Back when we had all our spots, we would get mad if somebody wasn't. Scott McCarthy would walk in and go, whose car is there? And we'd go, oh, that's Haley. She used Tommy's spot today. And he would go to Tommy and go, she's not supposed to be parking there. We have her own spot. It might sound silly to you, but when people are paying for them, he goes, people take it seriously.
I just also want to note that there is no placard on the space. Hasn't been for about a month.
Oh, no placard on the space you're parking at?
Correct.
Well, then that's completely different. You didn't mention that at the beginning of this.
Boy, this is like the Ohtani situation. There are so many questions.
And the story's changed.
The story has changed 17 times.
Lindsay, how about a crisis manager? I got a guy.
By the way, the Dodgers have a crisis management team.
I got a guy, Lindsay. I got a crisis management for you. He'll take care of this whole thing.
Okay. I'll take, no. Never mind.
I say you walk upstairs to the Herbalife offices.
I would do that.
Somebody suggested that I have a conversation with them that guy should stop being so aggressive about a freaking parking space. He could be polite, you know? He'd just be polite about it. That's all.
So had he been polite, you'd have been like, okay, I'll move my car.
Sure,
my bad.
Exactly. 100%.
Okay. But because he was a jerk.
Then it would have been no deal.
Right.
Yes.
But he.
Instead,
he,
big deal.
He yelled at me right out the gate for no reason.
Boy, I wouldn't take that. No chance.
All right.
Just saying, I'm not the only one who's had this issue, and I don't care if you guys agree with me or disagree, but you can also be the librarian that yells at people for turning their books in a day late.
I mean, I don't know, or just parking
that's a big
the right
responsibility,
if I was a librarian,
okay?
If I was a librarian, I would take my job seriously.
Okay.
You should respect people that take their job seriously.
Yeah.
A lot of our listeners are security
guards. You know
what?
It's hard for me to take it seriously when every single word on this quote-unquote citation is spelled incorrectly. That's all.
What
words were spelled incorrectly? Was it Calipari?
I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you the ticket.
All right. I want to see
it. We got to go to break. Dealer's Choice.
I'm calling Jacob and Ronnie immediately.
All right, go ahead. Call Jacob. Dealer's Choice is next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
6:53, 7 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Shedano and Cap, Monday afternoon. This is the last show of the week. So enjoy it. Will you, sucker? Don't park in somebody else's spot, though. Still at the post.
It's my spot.
Lakers talk.
It's my spot.
Lakers talk with Sweet coming up at 7 o'clock.
I'm the captain.
Oh, my God.
Who Lindsay, used to play that for? Oh, Amin.
My spot.
Lindsay, you gotta get a sign. You gotta make your own sign.
Oh, I'm going to.
Sign.
I'm going to.
Actually, that would be amazing. Yeah. But you like have words backwards, like it's the treehouse, like letters going the wrong way. Lindsay's spot.
Right.
Yes, like it's like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Like when he paints it.
Dude, you have to do that. Remember, I told you I have that like a homemade news media placard that I put on the front of my car.
Oh, see, there you go. There you go.
Places.
Same thing, Cappy. It's the exact same thing.
No, the only difference is that nobody ever says to me, "Hey, that's somebody's paid parking spot."
But no. But he did not say that to me. He didn't say, "Hey, you know, that's somebody's paid parking spot." He got all up in there. All up in the face.
So again, so it just comes down to because he was mean.
Don't you think if somebody asks you to do something for the first time politely that you're going to respond more if they do it politely than if they just come at you screaming, guns a-blazing? Yes. Generally, I think that's usually how most people would react.
Wow.
Cappy, what's your dealer's choice?
All right, I'm going to do everybody a favor here, okay? And I'm going to save everybody about 2 hours in their lives.
Okay.
Okay. George, have you ever seen the movie Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze?
Oh, yeah. I would never watch this atrocity that's they're putting on Amazon Prime.
Okay. Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze is a great movie, okay?
It is, but they're this what's his name, Jake Gyllenhaal, right?
What about the Family Guy bit where Peter just goes around kicking people?
And he goes, Roadhouse.
Yes, Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
So for some reason, on Friday night, about 10 o'clock or so, we get into bed.
Roadhouse.
And we're gonna try and find something to watch. We go on to Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been able to convince Rachel yet to watch the series.
Reacher
she loved. I haven't been able to get her to watch the series about the New England Patriots, so I haven't started it yet. She wants nothing to do with it, you know? And I keep trying to sell her on it, and I'm not doing a good job.
No, this is so good.
Yeah. And so we decide we're going to watch Roadhouse.
Right? I would love to hear you sell Rachel on watching the New England Patriots Dynasty documentary.
Here's what I've been saying to her. Here's what I've been telling her. I go, Rach, listen, we've got to watch this thing called Dynasty about the New England Patriots because Alex is now working there, and he's been watching it, and he's been learning a lot about the history of the organization, and for us to catch up, to know, we got to watch this. And she's like, I'm not interested in the New England Patriots documentary, okay? So we decide we're going to watch Roadhouse, the new Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Now, Jake Gyllenhaal, I don't really know why he's, like, famous, like, what movies he's been in, but I know he's a famous guy.
He was in Brokeback Mountain originally, I believe, one of his first, like, big hits.
All right, never saw it. He might be a great actor, and maybe...
Wait, you don't know who Jake Gyllenhaal is?
No, I know who he is, but I don't know why he's famous. I don't know what movies he's been in that
I've seen.
Because
you don't watch the movies.
Well, here's the thing. Well,
Brokeback Mountain was like his big thing.
Right, that was where he got on the scene. Right,
but I never saw it.
Then he was in that one. What was it? What was that one where he followed the camera guy?
You mean that one
guy?
Movie about the guy who does the thing? That guy.
Oh,
and then the one where his daughter was buried, too. Yeah. Wasn't that one?
I don't know. So anyway, I don't know if he's a great actor. Maybe he is, but this role was really, really, really bad, so he doesn't come off as being a good actor. As a matter of fact, I didn't realize it, but Conor McGregor is the bad guy.
Right, it's
in the
terrible.
Movie.
Yeah.
And Conor McGregor is awful, but he's way better than Jake Gyllenhaal. I mean, like, way better.
Oh, come on.
No, I promise
There's
you.
There's no chance that Conor McGregor is a better
because,
actor.
Because Conor McGregor isn't trying to stretch to be anything.
Nightcrawler. Right.
So Jake
Prisoners.
Gyllenhaal.
That's a good movie. Night
End
Caller,
of Watch.
I like it.
Those are good movies.
So Jake Gyllenhaal, he put in his work. He did what everything the trainer
he
told him.
He looks ripped as hell,
Right. He ate everything the trainer told him to eat. He looked great, okay? But the movie itself.
It looks terrible.
It is so bad. The storyline is bad. The script is bad. The acting is terrible. There's like nothing about this movie that is good. And I want Conor McGregor to be good. I want to have a. I want this to be a good movie. It was so bad. Nobody.
No, I'm not interested in watching it.
It was so bad. You guys were all supposed to say how bad was it.
Oh, how bad was it?
It was so bad that I literally did not watch the last 10 minutes of the movie.
I know, it looks, but
It lasted that long, though.
Even the teaser looks like an abomination.
I know. I watched it in two parts. And it was so bad that I didn't even watch the last 10 minutes. I have no idea how it ends. It doesn't matter to me.
Is Slee there?
Slee, are you there? Yeah, I'm right here, boys.
I hear him through the wall, but not on the air.
He's there.
Slee,
yeah, him up.
Slee, you're not going to watch Roadhouse, are you?
Roadhouse, probably not going to watch Roadhouse.
Okay,
guys.
Good.
Slee, have you ever parked at the Herbalife Mart spots?
That was going to be my question.
Answer it.
Absolutely, of course.
Thank you.
Okay, but if somebody came
down.
Which one?
Herbalife or because there's different ones here.
The ones that say Herbalife.
If it was like the sixth spot up that said Herbalife.
No, don't say that. Just is it Herbalife Mart spot?
Not one of the first two.
That's leading the witness. Herbalife Mart spot.
I think I parked in every spot down there.
Okay, so let's say somebody comes up to you and says, hey, listen, I'm the new security guard.
No, they did not say that. They started screaming at you.
Are you
right
going to let me speak or no?
Because you're not telling them the truth.
If somebody came up to you and said, hey, I'm a new security guard here.
Yep.
Don't park in there unless you're an Herbalife employee.
Yeah.
Would you be outraged by that?
Probably not outraged. I'm not outraged. I'm just going to find a different spot. I'm not outraged at
you guys for twisting the story.
How are we twisting the story? That's the story.
Because you said that this guy came up to me and said, hey, I'm the new security guy. He was in my face yelling at me, followed me onto the elevator.
Are you with Lindsay or are you with the security guard?
He was there right when I got off the elevator from the parking garage and followed me up to the second floor to the studio.
Harassed her.
To the studio?
Where the studio is. Followed me up here to this door.
Kind of taking your job a little seriously.
That's my point. See, isn't it comparable to one of the ushers?
I mean, there's cameras all over the place. If he did that, there's cameras of it.
And that's why I said he was too...
So why won't you complain?
Hold the tape.
No, you should honestly. If he did that, you should complain.
I just told you guys he did that, and you said I was being ridiculous.
You never told us. You followed him off.
No, you never mentioned that part.
Well, I told you that. Pull the tape because I did say that.
No, you didn't.
I said he stuck his finger in my face and followed me onto the elevator.
Never said you followed up to the studio. Never
followed me up to right outside that door.
Never
followed me up to right outside that door.
I say we immediately file a complaint.
Yeah.
And we pull security cameras or security footage immediately.
Because there'll be tape from the moment you're downstairs all the way up.
You can look at all you want. And someone said you should probably talk to his manager because I think that's a little bit much.
You should.
It's harassment.
Slee, who's on the show today?
The security guard.
Nailed it!
Wait!
Lakers talk is next.
The best, Slee.